From NPR News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Shear. Congressional approval is expected today for a $447 billion spending bill. Senate Democrats cleared the way for passage by pushing past a Republican filibuster with a 60-34 vote. NPR's Claudine Ebade has more.
If it passes, the budget would increase spending on federal agencies by about 10%. Democrats say the move will restore funds to essential programs cut under the Bush administration. Once the $447 billion bill is combined with required spending on Social Security and Medicare, it will top $1 trillion. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says that's too much at a time when Americans are tightening their belts.
I don't know of any other area in the economy where people are spending 12% over what they spent last year. Certainly no family budget in America, no business in America is spending 12% this year more than they did last year.
Later this week, the Senate will take up the Pentagon's $626 billion spending bill. Claudine Ebade, NPR News, Washington.
Iran's supreme leader has declared opposition rallies illegal. This after police surrounded Tehran University, where hundreds of students protested what they said were fabricated government images showing the burning of a photo of the father of the Islamic Revolution. Dale Gavlak reports.
Speaking on state TV, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei made clear he would not tolerate any more protests by reformers. He accused the opposition of violating the law and encouraging foreign enemies to undermine the Islamic Republic. The same TV has repeatedly shown images of unidentified hands burning a picture of Ayatollah Khomeini. But students protesting today and reformists, including former presidential candidate Mir Hossein Mossaveh, argued the images were fabricated by government agents and are being used to justify further crackdowns on the opposition. Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard has called for those involved to be prosecuted. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
The climate conference in Copenhagen is taking the day off, but environmental protesters continue to gather in the city. Police officers in riot gear surrounded hundreds of protesters headed toward the Copenhagen harbor. A police spokesperson says officers found bolt cutters and gas masks when they searched a truck that led the demonstration. Tribal gunmen freed more than 40 hostages in the southern Philippines today, but the region continues to be racked by violence as suspected Islamic radicals staged a deadly jailbreak, freeing dozens of inmates. The three-day hostage standoff and jail raid came on the heels of a political massacre last month in which more than 50 people were killed. Residents forced to flee the Los Angeles area foothills amid fears that heavy rains would cause mudslides can return to their homes. Rains are tapering off today. This is NPR. Voters in Chile have gone to the polls today to choose a new president. The field includes a billionaire, a former president, and a filmmaker. NPR's Juan Ferreira reports from Santiago, Chile.
The candidate topping the polls is Sebastián Piñera, a billionaire who lost in his 2005 bid for the presidency. He's opposed by Eduardo Frei, a 67-year-old former president, and Marco Enríquez Ominami, a youthful upstart who broke with the ruling coalition. Chile's economy has been the region's fastest growing, and it has dramatically reduced poverty. Chile also mitigated the effects of the worldwide economic meltdown. That's given President Michelle Bachelet an 80% popularity rate. Term limits prevent her from running for re-election, and she hasn't transferred her popularity to Frei, who is also from the same left-of-center movement. Piñera is not likely to win enough votes to avoid a runoff, but polls show he'll win in the second round in January. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Santiago.
Rescuers are continuing their search for two missing climbers on Oregon's Mount Hood. They recovered the body of a third climber yesterday. The three climbers had been attempting to scale an especially treacherous face on the mountain's west side. Authorities have not yet provided details on the condition of 26-year-old Luke Gulberg's body or how he died. Officials describe the climbing party as experienced and well-equipped. What NASA calls the year's best meteor shower is coming to North America tonight. Weather permitting, the peak time to view the Geminid meteor show will be around midnight Eastern time, when up to 140 meteors per hour could streak across the sky. Rebecca Shear, NPR News, in Washington.